Revi'i. V'chiyogur itcha ger ba'artzachem. If a ger will live amongst you in your land, leisaynu oisai, do not harass him. Do not tell him that yesterday you were oivid avodah zara and today you are coming to learn Torah mipi agvura. You want to learn Torah from Hashem. But rather, ke'ezrach mikem, like a native amongst you, yielochem hager hagor itchem, shall the ger that lives with you be. Be'ahavta le'kamoicha, you shall love him like you love yourself. Ki gerim hayisem beretz Mitzrayim, because you were gerim in the land of Mitzrayim. Mum shebach al toim lechavroch, a mum, a blemish that you have, you shall not say to your friend. You are telling them that yesterday they were oivid avodah zara. You also were oivid avodah zara in Mitzrayim. Ki gerim hayisem, you were just like the ger. Mum shebach al toim lechavroch. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God, Elokeichem in the plural, I am your God and the God of the Gerim, and therefore you shall not harass them. Loisasu Ovel Bamishpat, you shall not do wrong in judgment. The question arises that this pasuk Loisasu Ovel Bamishpat was stated already in this week's parasha by Sheni. Why is it repeated? Rashi tells us, over there the pasuk was referring to a judge should not pervert his judgment. Over here, when it says mishpat, it is referring to a different type of judgment. Namely, when one measures and one weighs things, he should not cheat other people, because if he does, he is considered like a judge who perverts his judgment. Laisasu avil bamishpat, you shall not do wrong in your judgment. What type of judgment? Bamida, when you measure land. Bamishkol, when you weigh things. Uvamisura, and by liquid weights. Moiznei tzedek, you shall have a proper and correct scale. Avnei tzedek, proper and correct weights. The stones that are on the other side of the scale, if it says a pound, shall really be a pound. Eifa tzedek, a correct and proper eifa, which is a dry measurement. Vehin tzedek, and a correct hin, which is a liquid measurement. Yielochem, it shall be to you. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God, asher hotzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, who I have taken you out of Mitzrayim. Why does the Torah say, by the parsha of cheating in weights and measurements, that I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim? Rashi says two pshatim. The first pshat that Rashi says is that I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim al menaskein on this condition that you should treat people correctly and not cheat them when it comes to weights and measurements. Rashi's second pshat is that I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim, and just like when I took you out of Mitzrayim, I differentiated and distinguished between a Bechor and one who was not a Bechor. The Bechor in Mitzrayim died, and the ones who were not Bechorim, who were not firstborns, did not die. So too will I differentiate between one who places and stores his weight in salt. What happens when one stores his weight in salt? The Mefarshim say two pshatim. Some learn that when it's stored in salt, it absorbs the salt and it becomes heavier. So therefore, a weight that says 1 pound on it will really weigh 2 pounds. This is something that the buyer would do in order to receive more produce. He will use a weight that says 1 pound, and really, since it was stored in salt, it will be 2 pounds, and he will receive more than he paid for. Others learn that by storing it in salt, the salt eats away at the weight, and a weight that weighs 1 pound will now only weigh 0.5 pound. This is something that the seller would do in order to give the buyer less than he paid for. He will tell the buyer that he is receiving 1 pound, when in reality he is only receiving 0.5 pound. Ushmartem es kol chukoisev es kol mishpotai, and you shall watch all my chukim and all of my mishpotim, va'asisem oisam, and do them. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Zok Rashi Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Loisaynu oisai, you shall not harass the ger. Oinoas dvarim, verbally harassing him. Loitarmer loi, you shall not say to the ger, emesh hoyisa oivid avodah zarah. Last night you were oivid avodah zarah. Va'achshav, and now, atobol lumoi Torah, you are coming to learn Torah, shenitna mipi agvura, that was given from the mouth of the Almighty. Ki gerim hayisem, because you were gerim in the land of Mitzrayim. Mum shebach, the blemish that you have, al toim lechavroch, do not say it to your friend. As Chizkuni explains, that in Mitzrayim, you were also oivid avodah zarah. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Elokeichem your God in the plural, Elokecho, I am your God, Velikov, and his God, the God of the ger, Oni, I am, and since I am their God also, you shall not harass them. It is interesting to note Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav, on the Pasuk, V'ger Loi Soine, Ki Gerim Heisem Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Over there Rashi tells us, what is a ger? A ger is somebody, Sheloi Noilid Ba'isim Medina, he was not born in this country, Ela Ba Mi Medina Acheres Logosham. He comes from a different country to live there. And Rashi says over there, do not harass the ger and bother him that he is not a native. He's coming from a different country. Because, Mum Shabach Al Tomil Chavroch, Gerim Heyisem Be'eretz Mitzrayim, you were also strangers and not natives when you lived in Mitzrayim. You also came from a different country. So over there we see that Rashi says the harassment was by the fact that they were Gerim. They were not natives. And therefore the Torah says, you were also not natives in Mitzrayim. Rashi over here says that the harassment was by the fact that you were Oved Avodah Zarah a few days ago, and now you want to come to learn Torah. On that, the Pasuk says, Mum Shevach Al Tomer L'Chavroch, Gerim Hayisem, you were also like this Ger, because you were also Oved Avodah Zarah in the land of Mitzrayim. Zogt Rashi, Lo Sasu Ovel Bamishpot, Im Ladin, if the Torah is saying that one may not pervert judgment, Harei Kvar Nemar, the Pasuk already says this by Sheni, Lo Sasu Ovel Bamishpot, Umahu Mishpot Ashonri Kan, so what is the judgment that is repeated over here? He Hamido Vahamishkol Vahamasur, it is referring to one who measures, weighs, and also measures the liquid incorrectly. Malamed, the Pasuk is teaching us, Shehamoideit Nikradayin, one who measures is called a judge. Shem Shikir Bamida, if he measures incorrectly and he lies in measurements, Harehu Kemekalkel Esadin, he is equal to one who perverts judgment. Vikori, and he is called the five names that one who perverts judgment is called. Ovel, a wrongdoer. Sonoi, hated. Mishukot, disgusting. Cherem, banned. Vitaeva, and an abomination. Vigarim lachamisha dvarim, and he causes the five things to happen, ha'amurim badayin, that are stated by a judge that corrupts the din. Metameh es ha'oretz, he makes the land Eretz Yisrael tameh. Umechalel es Hashem, and he desecrates the name of Hashem. Umesalek es hashchina, and he causes the shchina to go away. Umapel es Yisrael b'cherev, and he causes the yidden to fall to their enemies by sword. Umegala oisam me'artzom, and he causes them to be exiled from their land. So just like these five things happen to a judge who perverts the judgment, so too, if one does not measure correctly, he will also cause these five things to happen. V'ayin b'sefer maskil David, who connects the five names to the five punishments that are stated here. Each name, Ovel, Sonim, Mishukot, is connected to one of the punishments that are stated here. Midah Zog Rashi, Zu Midas Haoretz, this is the measurement of land. Bamishkol kimashmoi, the way it sounds, weights. Uvamisura, himidus halach, that is liquid measurements. Avnei tzedek, you shall have proper stones. Hema mishkolos, these are referring to the weights. Sheshoklin kenegdon, which you weigh against them. Eifa himidus hayovish, this is referring to dry measurements. Hin zumidus halach, the hin is a liquid measurement. Asharitzesi eschem, I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. Amanaskein, on this condition, in order that you shall not cheat people by measuring and weighing incorrectly. Tavar acher, Rashi says another pshat. Ani evchanti b'Mitzrayim, I distinguished in Mitzrayim. Bein tipa shel bechor, between a droplet that conceived a bechor. L'tipa she'en bechor, to a droplet that did not conceive a bechor. I only killed the bechor in Mitzrayim. Vani hanem li parea, and I will be the one who is believed to punish. Mimi she'toymin mishkaloisav b'melach, a person that will store his weights in salt. L'hoinois es abriois, to trick people. She'en makirim b'hem, who do not recognize them, they do not recognize the difference between a weight that was stored in salt and one that is not.